Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
I'm literally posting on Instagram as the intro plays there. Good morning to all of you. WGN Radio, I am Steve Dale. This is Steve Dale's Pet World. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. Our text, same thing. You can text us, 312-981-7200. Well, I met this gentleman, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I'm on the advisory board for this organization called Pet Partners that supports amazing work that people do with animals. Good morning, Dr. Eldon Williams.
Good morning, Steve. And on behalf of myself and Pet Partners, we are very, very happy to be here.
Oh, well, I'm happy to have you in the studio. Where did you go to veterinary school?
Well, actually, I'm not a veterinarian.
Okay. I'm
actually an emergency medicine physician.
In human medicine?
In human medicine.
That makes this even more... Yeah. I'm sorry, I just assumed all the stuff. So that makes it even more fascinating in a way that you would be involved in all this. So explain what Pet Partners is.
Pet Partners is just a fantastic organization that has that I'm so proud and privileged to be a part of. What it is, it's the leading organization in demonstrating and promoting animal-assisted therapy and education in the United States. There are a number of them, but what makes Pet Partners, in my mind, so amazing and fantastic is that it actually deals with 9 animal types, which is very unusual. Most only deal with dogs. But we at Pet Partners deal with dogs, cats, horses, pigs, rabbits, guinea pigs, birds, alpacas, llamas, and rats. And last year in 2015, we had 14,000 volunteers that made over 1 million visits dedicated to helping bring the health and the promotion of wellness of the human-animal bond.
You know, I feel badly now because now I'm looking. I should have known better. You came to Pet Partners fairly recently. Mm-hmm. You did your undergrad work at Princeton. You earned your MD at Harvard. They won't even let me on the campus. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive for sure. And that you would be involved in something that has to do with dogs and, yes, other animals as well. But it really is mostly about dogs. I mean, did you ever feel that your career would move this way, where you would really be talking to me or anybody on the radio about animal-assisted activities?
Pet Partners and animal-assisted therapy basically wasn't a surprise to me. It dropped into my life in the most wonderful way. It turned out that I was doing some work in Washington, D.C., and I was working in an emergency medicine hospital there in one of the suburbs, when one day I saw an older lady bringing a dog into each one of the patient's rooms. And being from Chicago, I thought that they were drug-sniffing dogs. And I asked her, is this a drug-sniffing dog? And she was very surprised and said, no, this is my therapy dog. And she went on to explain to me what the therapy dogs do and the whole concept of the animal-assisted therapy bond.
Uh-huh.
I have a 14-year-old daughter now, and we have been lifetime pet owners, and I thought, what a wonderful way for me to continue bonding with my daughter and introducing her into an activity that we both could be involved in. So based on that, I went back to Chicago. I called up Pet Partners. I found out how to get ourselves trained and enrolled, and the rest is history.
So let's be clear. So Pet Partners, what Pet Partners does is supports the qualifications, that's not the right word for it, I'll think of the right word in a second, for those that are testing to be dogs or in some cases other animals that participate in animal-assisted activities. So there might be group X that does animal-assisted activities or an individual that's interested in doing it, and Pet Partners offers that test. Is that part of what Pet Partners is?
It's part of what they do. What Pet Partners does is...
Certification is the word I was looking for, by the way.
Or registration. We prefer the term registration. What happens is that if you are interested in becoming part of the Pet Partners team, and you can get all this information at www.petpartners.org, you and your animal can actually take a course, either online or in person, in which they explain all about what the animal-human bond is and what the work that we do is. After you take that course, then we have you come in with your pet once it's actually passed its veterinary screening, and they will actually test you and make sure that your pet and yourself as the handler is suitable for this type of work.
Now, this type of work, let's explain what that is. That means dogs, and in some cases other animals, that go to hospitals and nursing homes and rehabilitation centers and senior centers. I mean, today, the list goes on and on and on.
Absolutely. Our clients do such work as visiting veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, elderly people with Alzheimer's. We have wonderful participation in organizations that have students and reading programs and helping them with literacy. We have animal teams that go to hospitals that help patients in recovery. And we also have animals that participate in end-of-life issues.
Yeah.
So the potential...
You mean in hospice care?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then there's some wonderful programs that we are being enrolling this year, such as our Pet Partners Walk With Me program, where we are going to be introducing programs where pets actually meet with teams and people to help them increase their exercise and decrease levels of obesity. So there's many exciting things that Pet Partners is involved in.
Well, those walking programs, in fact, do much more than that, which we'll talk about. You know, at one point in time, the kind of thing that you're talking about, and we've done animal-assisted therapy, the kind of thing you're talking about 20 years ago was like, oh, this guy must be some crazy doctor dude, you know? I mean, why? Why bring a dog to a hospital? Today, facilities are asking that these animals be brought in. The thing is, they have to be qualified, and they have to be the right animals and the right people in the right setting.
Absolutely. It turns out that Pet Partners was founded in 1977 by a group of veterinarians and doctors who all believed in the power of the human-animal bond. In fact, one of the creators of Pet Partners, Leo Boosted, is credited with coming up with that phrase or promoting the phrase, the human-animal bond.
No, I think he thought of it. Today that we all use that phrase. It's 15 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. We'll be right back. I have a couple of texts here. We can take your phone calls, 312-981-7200. Back on the radio on WGN Radio, talking to Dr. David Williams here, and we're talking off the air. I think the show off the air is sometimes as good as the show on the air. And what we're talking about is the human-animal bond, and I'll get to some of the text in just a second, Dr. Williams. It can be quite intense, can't it?
It really can.
Which is a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing. You know, my daughter and I, my wife has had pets for all of our lives. And it's phenomenal when you think about how the pets impact your life emotionally. And then when you look at the research, and that's what I'm really involved in as the chief medical officer, that shows how powerful the influence of animals are in our lives every single day. That's what I think Pet Partners really wants to bring to the fore. When we look at the impact of pets on our health, there was an organization that looked at the fact that dogs decrease stress, increase exercise of people who have pets, and looked at the cost savings to our society of just owning a pet. And they found that when you look at the number of pet owners and the fact that pet owners have decreased visits to the doctor and looked at the cost of those visits, they showed that pet ownership itself saves this country over $11 billion a year, which is absolutely phenomenal. But when you look at the 30 years of research that shows that pet owners have decreased incidence of heart attacks, that pet owners have a greater emotional bonding, that pet owners have increased exercise, decreased obesity, increased quality of lives. That's, I think, the significant thing that we want to bring to the fore with the human-animal bond. And more importantly, when we look at what we can do with our animal therapy teams, even if people don't own pets, people who have pets and can participate in these animal-assisted activities can bring the same type of benefits to other people's lives that they have by directly owning the pet.
Exceedingly well put. Yeah. And for those that go to institutions, whether it be a hospice, a human hospice, or whether it be a senior citizen center, or whether it be like down the street from here, the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, if you've done the sort of work with an animal, you've seen the difference it can make. And sometimes it's just for a moment. It's the moment that animal is there. But wow, they have a good moment in a day that is otherwise not filled with very good moments at all. Or it can change a life. And anyone that has done this sort of work long enough, I could tell you stories that'll make you cry. I mean, how people's lives have been affected and changed because of an animal that you've brought in.
Well, I can tell you from direct experience, my daughter with our last therapy dog visited Misericordia, which is an institution for adults and children with developmental issues.
Our own Lou Manfredini is very much involved, I believe, with that organization.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful place. Mm-hmm. And what I found was so significant, it impacted lives in two ways. The wonderful thing is you had individuals who society maybe didn't see in a particular way and weren't used to being treated on an equal level. And you bring in this dog, and this dog treats everybody equally.
Yes.
This dog gives the same joy and affection no matter what your station in life, no matter what your challenges physically and mentally. And the joy that that dog brought to those kids was just amazing. But the other thing that was significant was how it affected my daughter as well. My daughter's a very bright young girl. She goes to the University of Chicago Laboratory School.
Of course she is, yes.
And many times I think that she goes through her week thinking that her challenges are the biggest challenges in the world.
Whether
She's 14.
So, of course,
that's
yes.
Right. So whether it be that history test or math test or biology test. But then she goes into an experience of Misericordia, and she sees other people's challenges. And she sees that there might be a challenge just to get dressed in the morning, just to be able to get into that wheelchair, just to be able to look optimistically on life when, quite frankly, life might not have cut you all the breaks in life.
Yeah.
And then to have that interaction where she has her therapy dog interacting with these kids and she can see what true challenges are in life, I think changed her life for the better as well. So I think that the animal-assisted therapy that we've been involved in is clearly a two-way street in terms of the benefits it gives.
I love this text from 630, wants to know about children and reading programs, which is right up your alley.
Absolutely. Animals have been involved in reading programs for over 30 years. And
we ought to explain what they are. What is a reading program?
Well, what it is what they found was that children in particular read better in the presence of dogs and two other pets than they do to other humans and individuals. And why is that? And that is because studies have shown that kids perceive that dogs aren't judging them, that dogs are just enjoying their company and enjoying the fact that they are reading to them. And because of that, they can focus on the reading and not on the peer pressure or not on the expectations of those who might be evaluating the reading. And what studies have shown is that the impact of dogs in reading is very dramatic. That many times kids reading in the presence of dogs have better literacy scores, have better attention, have less aggressiveness or inattentiveness when they are in the presence of a dog.
In fact, there's a group in Chicago, Sit, Stay, Read, that I think was part of a study that demonstrated exactly that. And these were for kids that in particular had difficulty succeeding at the level or the standard that is the national standard. They were below that until the dog came into the picture. Then it kind of all changed. We'll be back in just a moment. I'll still try to sneak in a text or two. Dr. David Williams is the Chief Medical Officer of Pet Partners. We have literally a minute here to go, and you wanted to mention a couple things.
Yes, we hope to be rolling out some wonderful programs throughout the nation in Chicago. The Pet Partners Walk With Me program, I think, is going to be fantastic.
What is that?
It's where we get animal teams involved in hooking up with people who are interested in walking and increasing their health.
But it does more than that. It intensifies the bond with your dog. Helps build community wherever you're walking.
Absolutely.
Makes that community safer, actually, because people are walking in groups.
Absolutely.
And there are dogs there, and bad guys don't necessarily like dogs. I mean, it does a whole lot of stuff.
It does. It does. I also want to put a little plug in for my daughter who is starting one of the...
What's her name?
Her name is Lauren Williams, and she will be starting at the University of Chicago Lab School very shortly, Pet Partners Animal Assisted Therapy Club. And we hope to have high school kids become involved in many of these programs. And lastly, I'd like to say that Pet Partners is the leading organization that actually trains many of the dog teams who then go out and are involved in many of these animal-assisted reading programs as well. And all this could be found on our website, www.petpartners.org.
The guest who ends it to the second on time. Very nice. Thank you very much.